When we're talking about the Antifa crowd, what are they really? I know their name is anti-fascist. Do they only go after fascists, or do they go after anybody, say, in the global economic community they don't like?
No, they are strictly principled anti-fascists. And what they see in the Trump administration and what they see happening in this country, they see the neo-fascism that we see. And they've taken a principled stand to stand against white supremacists and white nationalists wherever they may show up. I'd like to point out that Antifa at Charlottesville protected peaceful protesters. I don't know what President Trump was talking about.
Well, who are waving the clubs on that side? I mean,
they
I looked at the pictures.
There
people
were
jumping
themselves.
In. Well, there was one group that was jumping in and punching the Nazi types. I've seen pictures from. I've seen a lot of pictures like you have, and I've seen people reaching and then slugging them. Who were those people?
They may have been part of Antifa.
I thought they're opposed to globalization as well.
I couldn't say. I'm not an expert on Antifas. So let me also say, because I think it has to be said, that Antifa would not be there if it weren't for the white supremacists calling that rally.
So Antifa never goes to, Antifa doesn't engage in Occupy-type behavior against global meetings, for example, business leaders. They don't go after institutions that are not fascist.
They were in Charlottesville to stand against white supremacists.
No, I mean, other examples.
But that's not what we're talking about, Chris.
No, I'm talking about this. I want to know who these people are.
I understand, but when you do that, you feed into the false narrative that there's
some kind of equivalency. What, by trying to find out who everybody is?
We're not feeding into a false narrative.
How does information work into a false narrative? I'm trying to get the truth here.